It started when Rodney Muhammad, the president of the Philadelphia NAACP, posted an anti-Semitic meme on Facebook. It ended in a place that satisfied no one. Calls for Muhammad to step down had pretty much gone unanswered by the NAACP's national leadership. And Muhammad's explanation for posting the meme didn't amount to an apology. The incident has brought long simmering tensions between Black and Jewish people to the surface. At a time when people are having hard conversations about racial equality, could this moment push the two groups to talk honestly to each other? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. WHYY's Nina Feldman and Max Marin of WHYY's Billy Penn have been reporting on Muhammad's Facebook post and the fallout. So, Max, how did you guys find out about this story?
It started the way a lot of these stories start, which was a tip that I got to go to Rodney Muhammad's public Facebook page. And I went over there late on this Thursday afternoon, and I found that Rodney Muhammad had shared a meme less than an hour before. On top of it are three pictures of Black celebrities: Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson, Ice Cube, Nick Cannon. And next to them is this caricature that is just unmistakably supposed to be a Jewish man. He has an exaggeratedly large hook nose. He's rubbing his hands together, wearing a yarmulke, and he's sort of positioned on this larger hand and arm that is decked out with a large ring and pressing down on this faceless mass of people. And next to this composite of images is the text of the meme, which is a quote we would later learn is wrongly attributed to the French philosopher Voltaire. "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize."
Nina, that's a lot of stuff. Can you unpack that for me?
Yes. DeSean Jackson, the Eagles player, Ice Cube, and Nick Cannon have all gotten attention recently for anti-Semitic posts or theories that they were advancing on their social media that skew towards blaming Jewish people for the plight of Black Americans.
Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has apologized for sharing anti-Semitic posts on his Instagram feed, which included a quote attributed to Adolf Hitler.
In a series of tweets, Nick apologizes for comments he made on his podcast, Cannon's Class, calling his words hurtful and divisive, and adding that they came from an uninformed and naive place.
Similar characters of Jews, like the cartoon that was depicted in Muhammad's post, as greedy oppressors, have a long history. They date back before the Holocaust and were sort of used to perpetuate Jewish stereotypes that led to anti-Semitism in Europe and America. So kind of combining those two things, what you get is a meme that suggests that the blowback against DeSean Jackson and Ice Cube and Nick Cannon, all of the response that they've received, is sort of unjustified because it's just another example of how Jews are silencing African Americans and have been historically. So that's, I think, what is trying to be conveyed in all the images combined in that meme.
Well, yeah, but I don't think anybody would argue that that was not an anti-Semitic meme.
There's no question. One further wrinkle, by the way, which Max alluded to, was that the quote, which was attributed to Voltaire, the French philosopher, is commonly misattributed to him. But in fact, those lines were spoken by Kevin Strom, who's an American neo-Nazi, Holocaust denier, and white supremacist.
So, Max, what did you do once you saw that Rodney Muhammad actually shared this?
Within 45 minutes of him posting that on his Facebook wall, I tracked down his phone number and I gave him a call and he picked up right away. And I was most certainly the first reporter to reach him about this. And at first, he didn't remember posting this. And I asked him, you know, do you have a computer in front of you? Can we look it up? I'm looking at it right now. And he said, sure. And he was very, very accommodating. And he went through his Facebook wall, is looking, scrolling around. And then he says, oh, I did post that. I really liked that Voltaire quote. And then he proceeded to talk and really dig into what happened with the three black celebrities. We had a long conversation, you know, hearing his perspectives about what he viewed as these men being censored in a way for wanting to explore ideas that went against the mainstream as he described it, or against what was acceptable. And he really just perceived it as this kind of act of curiosity that was thwarted and clamped down. The conversation to me was sort of strange because we're talking and I haven't yet addressed what is the most obviously to me egregious thing about this meme, which is the caricature of the Jewish man. And so eventually I say the difference between what Deshaun Jackson posted and what Nick Cannon said and Ice Cube is that, I mean, none of them featured such an obviously anti-Semitic image. And at that point, he just said, oh, I didn't realize that that was anti-Semitic. And then he said, I didn't even realize that this image was there, really. I didn't see it. He said, I saw the hand, I saw the quote, I saw these figures. And after a long conversation kind of about that, he did not offer an apology, but he told me that he didn't mean it to be offensive and he would take it down. And so I showed him how to take down the Facebook post and the conversation kind of ended there.
Did people see it before he deleted it?
Yes. And this was sent to me by somebody who had seen it. And, Rodney Muhammad's a public figure. He has a public Facebook page.
So after my initial conversation with him, we took a day to report this out, ran the image by some other community leaders. We reached out to the NAACP National, and finally we called him back to give him another chance to comment, and he declined.
And immediately after the story published, it kind of blew up and it got a lot of attention. I mean, this is the head of Philadelphia's NAACP, an organization that, you know, was founded and continues to fight against discrimination and build interracial and intercommunity dialogues around these very types of issues. It's a big deal for him, unquestionably, to have shared something based in such obvious hate.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Max Maron and Nina Feldman about the fallout that came after Rodney Muhammad, the NAACP's Philadelphia president, posted an anti-Semitic meme on his Facebook page.
The first call for his resignation came from the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia. They were appalled and sickened by the meme and immediately called upon the NAACP, the national organization, to remove Muhammad from his post, said it's completely unsuitable for a civil rights leader to have posted something like that, whatever the reason. From there, there were reactions from local city council members who said it was unacceptable, many of them black. The governor tweeted against it. The attorney general tweeted against it after, actually, Josh Shapiro, he said that he had a conversation with Rodney Muhammad to try to understand a little bit better what was going on with this cartoon and was not satisfied with the explanation he got, which is why he was calling for Muhammad's resignation. And most recently, Mayor Jim Kenney, who initially came out against the image, has joined the voices calling for Muhammad to resign.
Can you just kind of talk about what your first reaction was when you saw that post, assuming that you saw the image that was posted?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes.
There's one person I talked to that I wanted to highlight. His name is David Love. He's a Philadelphia writer who's black and Jewish. And he made the point that it's really doing a disservice to both of those communities who have been oppressed historically.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that blacks and Jews have a common enemy, a common adversary, and that's white supremacy.
You know, he pointed to both the desecration of synagogues and black churches in recent years.
You know, a prime example is the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We're seeing more and more of these incidents, and it's important for Jewish groups and African-American organizations and others to band together.
But he also said,
it's a long history of Black-Jewish relations that involve both cooperation and tension.
You know, some African-Americans feel that Jews sort of abandoned African-Americans in the fight for civil rights or after the fight for civil rights.
It has been a feeling that members of the white Jewish community benefit from white skin privilege and in some ways abandoned African-Americans. That's one sentiment, one stream of thought that I think has played out.
Yeah, I think that the Black community is justly angry at the Jewish community.
I also talked to Rabbi Linda Holtzman, who said that
we often kind of will rest on our laurels and say, oh, we marched with Martin Luther King and we were there in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. Therefore, we're somehow exempt from needing to do anything more. And it shows that we're not racist.
And that many Jews might not even necessarily think of themselves as white, even though they're benefiting from white privilege.
Like, I've been in more white groups dealing with racism where the Jews have said, well, I'm not really white. I understand people of color being pretty angry about that. And anti-Semitism is never acceptable. Like, the fact that there are Jews who have acted like that or who are unconscious or who are not aware of their privilege does not mean that anti-Semitism under any any calculus is acceptable or okay.
It is important to look at some of the underlying frustrations and resentments and tensions that have historically existed between these two communities to maybe try to understand where some of this is coming from, even though the sort of expression of it is completely self-destructive for both of those groups.
Max, do you think that this kind of resentment that Nina was talking about is what Rodney Muhammad was getting at when he shared that anti-Semitic meme?
In my phone call with Rodney, he talked around a lot of these issues. What we do know about Rodney Muhammad is that he is a local leader also in the Nation of Islam, and he is a big proponent of the leader of that group.
Yeah, and what we do know about Louis Farrakhan and the anti-Semitic comments that he's made over the years is that he is a very controversial figure.
Right. He has been an outspoken critic of white supremacy and a prominent civil rights leader, but he's made many derogatory remarks about Jewish people over the years.
Talking about the wicked ones in the Jewish community that run America, run the government, run the world, own the banks.
There are some examples of that that date back decades where Rodney Muhammad defended those comments. So in 1995, just before the Million Man March in Washington, D.C., Farrakhan was criticizing Jews for owning businesses and homes in African-American neighborhoods and sort of like leeching them of their finances. And he referred to Jews as bloodsuckers for, you know, like investing there but not really giving anything back to the community was the sentiment. And in 2012, in an interview, so that's pretty recent, Rodney Muhammad was being asked about that moment in time. And, you know, he didn't criticize that language. Instead, he criticized the broader community for their response to those remarks.
This is talking about the Jews. It don't have nothing to do with the Million Man March. But this is how much they think of themselves that we're supposed to be prioritizing their concern before we deal with ours. You know, what arrogance, man. That's arrogance.
The reason I bring up this incident is that it shows Muhammad was frustrated with the Jewish community dating back at least until 2012, commenting on an incident that happened in 1995. So it makes me skeptical of his claim that he didn't know the implications of the image he shared on Facebook.
So Nina, what happens now? Is there a chance that the NAACP could fire Rodney Muhammad?
At first, it sort of looked like that's what was going to happen. You had the Jewish Federation calling for his resignation. You had the Attorney General calling for his resignation. You had the governor calling for his resignation. There was this mounting pressure. That also included the head of the Pennsylvania NAACP, Kenneth Houston, who said, you know, he was really concerned about what a post like this would do to the reputation of his organization.
Prayerfully, we will get through this, and prayerfully, this will not impact our partnerships on all levels with different races and religions.
But Houston also said that he's a military man who respects the chain of command. And the way that works in the NAACP is that he takes his orders from the national organization.
I did reach out to them relevant to, you know, what direction they feel is appropriate to do and to handle this. And I will allow them to give me guidance on that.
So everyone's sort of looking to them, and they've been pretty quiet. They did post a statement from Muhammad on the national NAACP website. Wasn't an apology, but it sort of acknowledged the pain this might have caused to the Jewish community.
So, Nina, it sounds like there are some conversations that need to be had. Where do we go from here?
I think we're in a moment right now that offers a real opportunity to have some hard conversations about civil rights in America. And a lot of the people I talked to said, you know, two things can be true at once. This post can have been anti-Semitic and unacceptable. And also, this can offer an opportunity to have real, hard, complicated conversations about historical tensions between the Jewish community and the Black community in the United States. And I think it can be hard to hold those two things in your head at the same time. But, you know, the reason that people don't like cancel culture is because it strips somebody of their whole career or their reputation without offering the opportunity to have a conversation and sort of right the wrongs that maybe one post or one comment expressed. And I think in order for that to be a valid critique, you have to have that conversation. And so far, Rodney Muhammad has not stepped up to the plate to have the conversation, and neither has the NAACP.
Well, Nina and Max, thanks for unpacking this very complicated issue for us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Annette.
Happy to do it.
That was WHYY's Nina Feldman and Max Marin from WHYY's Billy Penn. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Dern, Kelsey Hansen, and Sabrina Boyd-Circa, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help on this episode from Danya Henninger. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. Stay well. We'll talk tomorrow.